Zealand, when you were living with your husband, you were still using horses,
and the first years, yes, we worked with the horses.
How did they have light in the house and so forth?
Kerosene lights, yeah, with kerosene, we had the lights, yeah.
And by then you were no longer using cow chips for heat?
No, at that time we bought coals, yes.
You were getting coal
by then? Yeah, we had coals already, yeah. Mm-hmm. When we were married, yes, at that time we used coal and wood.
Do you recall the first time when you bought a vehicle? A car?
Yeah. I think my husband's father had a car, and my husband had always to drive that car as long as we were together. And later on, when we went alone, maybe a year or two, then we bought ourselves a car, yeah. A Ford. We bought the first year of Ford.
So you remember getting to town then with that car. You drive to Zealand and so forth.
Yeah.
Then later on, as you were married and so forth, did you have much time to go to dances or anything like that? Or are you just busy on the farm?
When we were married? Oh, there were a few dances that we go in town usually.
And who would play at those dances, Eva?
Yeah, I still cannot recall who played.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but then at that time everybody was still speaking German?
Yes, that's all what we know of German at that time, yeah.
And your children grew up only speaking German?
Yeah, and you know, I'll tell you, I had no chance for going to the English school, and I always thought it's not good for children not going to school, and we let our children all through the high school was in Zealand too, and to college. They all had education, college, yes. Mm-hmm. They thought it was not good enough.
So you felt it was important, even though school, but it was important for your children to go to school.
Yes, it was important.
Did some of your children go to country school?
Yes, in the first years, they all went to the country till the eighth grade. Then they go to the to town for high school. I think they all went in the country school. We have about three quarter mile from us was the country school. Yeah.
And they'd walk to school.
They walk to school. Oh, winters when it's too cold, my husband give them a ride.
How did he get them to school then, with the horses?
With the horses, with the sled, the double sled, and the horses on, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they would have school 9 months?
No, I think that was not 9 months. I think it was only 7 months at that time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So later on then, when did you start learning English about when?
When I start with English?
Yes.
Well, right away I listen to the radio. I picked up a little. I picked my own up on the radio.
So you learned a lot from
the
listening?
Yeah, and then writing. It's German and English the same. I had a book there. That's what I learned too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember like the first times you could listen to the radio? When you grew up as a child,
yes,
was there a radio?
Yes, no, when I grew up, not. I was about, how old could I be? I was about 16 years old, yeah. Then there was one farmer had a radio. And we went there to listen to that radio. When we heard that radio, I even couldn't believe that somebody from far talking that. I thought that's all in that machine. Yeah. The first bit at the beginning, but the first time I hear the radio.
What was
that
he?
Was Bob Parkins, I guess. Bob Parkins. It was an Englishman on a farm with the first radio. And the neighbors, they went there to listen to that radio. I think I was about 16 years old. I can really not quite remember.
But a lot of those people that came to the farm to listen to the radio, of course,
yeah.
The radio show was in English.
Yeah.
So they didn't always understand it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They still were interested.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we can understand a little because we had in the German school, we had something there. The English was with the same thing.
Uh-huh. Translated.
Translated, yeah.
So what were some of those early shows you remember on the radio? Do you remember any of the names of them?
The shows?
Was there some music on
them? No, I know it, but it just came not in my mind. There was two guys on the radio. They make always fun, but...
Was it Amos and Andy?
Amos and Andy, yes. Yes, Amos and Andy. Yeah, I still
can't. They'd be on there, and then you'd go on, and then, of course, when you got married,
yeah.
Then there was more radio shows.
Yes, yes.
What were some of those shows? Do you remember some of those on the radio?
Oh, Bob Parker, I guess, and some. I cannot remember, really not remember the shows.
And then, of course, later on, TV came into the scene.
Yeah, TV came.
When was the first time you had TV? Did you have it on the farm already, or in town?
Yes, we had them in the farm. Oh yeah, we had them on the farm. When we had electricity on the farm, then we had the radio, the television.
About what year did you have electricity?
Yeah, if I had to say the year, I cannot.
What about? It was in the 40s sometime, yeah. Or was it in the 30s?
In the 40s, I guess.
You had electricity.
Yeah, it right? was in the 40s.
So then later on, TV didn't appear until the early 50s.
So cannot remember.
Do you remember those early years, of course, when a person from North Dakota appeared on television, Lawrence Welk? Do you remember used to watching him?
Yes, we always watched him.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. We watched Lawrence Welk. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the TV, Bob Barger, that will like to watch his program. That's
uh-huh.
That's what I know, yeah.
And Lawrence Welk, when he would come on Saturday nights, the whole family would be watching?
Yes, we always watched.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you remember the time when the first radio show was on? When you went to the farm and listened to the radio for the first time. Must have been quite an experience to listen to that radio.
I cannot remember what shows was in that time. But
you remember hearing the radio for the first time.
Yes.
That must have been exciting.
It was excitement, yeah. And I hardly couldn't believe. I thought it's just a machine that's talking. The first radio when I heard it,
uh-huh.
Yes.
And now when you look back, Eva, to your life, you know, you grew up in a sod house.
Yeah.
And by the way, the sod house, did it have hardwood floors or was it just...
They had hardwood flooring.
Already in the sod house.
Yeah, they had hardwood floor and they painted with yellow floor paint always, that floor.
And were the walls quite thick?
The walls were quite thick and they had paper in the inside. It was papered out, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Quite thick. Oh, it was about a foot and a half thick, the walls, something like that. The windows shield inside is real white, was real white, yeah.
Was it pretty cool in there in the summertime, or did it get real warm?
Cool, unless they had to make the oven on for heat, then they didn't get the heat out.
I see.
Yeah, otherwise it was cooler than in our house.
And how many children again were raised in that sod house?
In that sod house, I think all of us.
That was how many?
There were three boys and six girls.
Nine children. And the parents.
Yeah.
In the sod, and there were two bedrooms.
Yes, and each side was two bedrooms.
So there, everybody.
Now each side was two bed, And two big rooms, and in each room were two beds. Yeah.
So everybody had to make do with the space they had.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The life you had way back when you grew up in the, you were born in 1905.
Yeah.
And today it's 1993 and you're 88 years old and you have such a wonderful memory and good health.
Yeah.
But when you look back to those early years, Eva, and you think now all the conveniences they have now, and then what do you, when you look back to your early life and those pioneer days and couldn't speak any English, what do you think about sometimes when you're visiting?
What I think, if those generation now had to live, without running water, had to go out in the night, in the outhouse, at that time, had a little outhouse, if they had to go, they could not live that way anymore, without running water.
Would be difficult.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Because they had to, everybody had to heat their own water. When you would take a bath, it was on Saturday night?
Yes. We had to haul the water in always from the well in the house. And then we had a wash tub there, a big wash tub. There we washed ourselves, sit in and washed ourselves in that wash tub.
And of course, today you're live a wonderful Christian life.
Yeah.
The church is very important to you, as it was for our early immigrants when they came to America. And so many of our German-Russian people, of course, settled in North Dakota.
Yeah.
And especially in Emmons, McIntosh, and Logan County.
Yeah.
And still today, do your children speak German?
They all know German, but two of them are married to English. Tom, his wife is an English, and Marion's husband is English, but they still can't talk German. Yeah.
So sometimes when they come and visit you here,
sometimes
at the center,
the rest of them speak German here, but those I speak English because they cannot understand. They don't know.
Right. So it's wonderful that on your own through the radio, and then reading some books and the schooling you had, you learned German yourself.
The English myself.
Or excuse me, you learned English yourself.
The English myself.
And this was also true for your husband?
Huh?
Did your husband speak English too?
Yes, he speaks English. But with him, it was, he said he had not enough English school either. They had a big farm there. And in the fall, till everything, the corn was broken by, had to break by hand and everything. It was almost Christmas time till they were all done. Then he could go to school. And before seeding time, he had to stay home again. But they went to town school. And they lived closer to town,
So it was important they had to be home to work, and so they couldn't always go to school then.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We're going to finish our conversation today on November 8th, 1993, and I'm so pleased that Eva remembers so much about those early years, and it was so refreshing to hear about her life and to know about the wonderful years she had, even though there were tough times and good times, and you raised a family of how many children?
Eight.
Eight children, all living today.
All living, yeah.
Yes, and so we're going to share with them our conversation, and so that you know, Eva, that our conversation today, which was on tape, will be deposited at the university in Fargo with our Germans from Russia Heritage Collection.
Uh-huh.
But we'll be sure and get you a copy of the tape. Thanks so much for our visit, and have a good day.
Uh-huh.
Eva, even though our conversation is finished, so that we can get a little bit about our German dialect, I speak a little German too, let's talk a little German. And maybe you can say, do you have a few little old rhymes in German? Wir sprechen jetzt ein bisschen Deutsch. Kannst du ein bisschen Deutsch? Ich muss alles in Deutsch sprechen.
Ich kann immer noch Deutsch sprechen, immer noch, und kann alles verstehen Deutsch.
Verstehst du doch alles gut?
Alles gut. Und kannst besser in Deutsch Sarah or Sven English.
Was hast du so Lied, so alte Lied oder so, wie noch Sarah kannst in Deutsch?
Ja, ich hab noch.
Was kannst du Sarah jetzt noch?
I had a song.
Gedenkt er noch etwas?
Ja, mein Bruder war der Schulmeister gewesen, George Organist.
Ja.
Ja, und er hat immer deutsche Lieder gesungen, das ist einmal, immer deutsch gespielt, wenn immer mitgesungen, deutsch.
Ja, ja.
Ja.
Was hast du gesungen?
Und wenn immer karische Lieder gesungen.
So viel karische, so heilige karische Lieder.
Heilige karische Lieder, ja.
Aha, was gedenkt er noch eins?
Oh ja, um Maria zu lieben, großer Gott und...
Hast du noch Gebet in Deutsch? Kannst du noch in Deutsch beten?
Oh ja, oh yes.
Bete schon mal ein bisschen in Deutsch.
Soll ich das Vater unser sagen?
Ja.
Vater unser, der du bist, Vater unser, der du bist, heilig ist dein Name, komme uns dein Reich, dein Wille geschehe. Vater unser, bist du immer geheiligt werden, dein Name zu kommen, uns dein Reich, dein Wille geschehe, also auch auf Erden. Gib uns heute unser tägliches Brot. Heil unser tägliches Brot. Und mein Segen mir alles sei. Gegrüßet seist du, Maria, bist voll der Gnade, der Herr ist mit dir. Gegrüßet seist du, Maria, bist voll der Gnade, der Herr ist mit dir. Bitte bist gebenedeit unter den Weibern.
Kommt nicht alles ein, das ist
okay. Kommt man nicht gerade alles ein, ja.
Ja, was haben sie gesungen so vor Hochzeit? Was für Lied haben sie gesungen? Gedenkt er noch?
Ich kann die Lieder nicht alle wissen, was er gesungen hat.
Aber gedenkt er noch, wenn er gestorben ist?
Ja.
Was haben sie gesungen dort?
Da haben sie das...
Das Schicksal?
Das Schicksal gesungen. Das Schicksal.
Kannst du noch ein bisschen singen?
Ja, aber es kommt mir nicht alles recht ein jetzt.
Ja.
Ich kenne es noch, aber... Aha. Und aber ein bisschen ein Lied nehmen die davon.
Ja, genau.
Das wüsste ich noch.
Und was hat er,
ah?
Was gedenkt er noch, wo so gut was ist in Deutsch?
Ja, die Lieder sind halt selber all gut gewesen in Deutsch und sind jetzt immer noch schöner als mit englische Lieder.
Singen die manchmal doch in Deutsch?
Ja, bis jetzt um 9. Dezember kommen die deutschen Sänger ruf. Von Lindon, von Strauss, von Napoleon Area.
Ja,
da
ja.
Singen sie Deutsch für das Christmas Programm da.
Oh.
Da singen die deutschen Lieder wieder. Ja.
Wunderbar, gell?
Ja, ist wunderbar.
Sehr schön, gell? Wunderbar. Also noch die jungen Leute noch singen.
Ja, wunderbar schön, ja.
Da kann man gerade heilen, gell?
Mitsingen als kann ich als noch.
Oh ja.
Da kann ich sie mitsingen, aber allein ich, sie kommen jetzt nicht ganz
ja,
schnell
sicher, gehen rein. Ja, sicher, aber man ganz ja. Allein ist für singen, ja, sicher.
Das, nachher haben wir gegrüßt, seist du Königin und gesungen alles. Viel different Songs.
Ja, haben wir machen jetzt Ende. Ich habe gerade gedacht, wir sprechen ein bisschen Deutsch als die später.
Wenn wir eine Minute Zeit geben, dann stelle ich Lüge für ein Kabi für ein Deutsches. Das ist ein deutsches Lied, wo alles gesungen war. Ich bin ein armer Ehemann, hab nichts mehr zu verzehren. Meine Frau, die hat die Hosen an und ich muss Stube kehren. Und wenn sie nicht kehren will, dann greift sie's noch den Besen still. Oje rum, was hab ich, armer Mann? Meine Frau, die trinkt auch Branderwein. Und Kaffee in der Früh, und darin muss weißer Zucker sein, und ich krieg die Gerstenbrie. Und wenn ich sie nicht trinken will, dann greift sie's nach dem Besen still. Oje rum, was hab ich, armer Mann? Meine Frau, die tut sich stolz, meine Frau, die tut auch stolz, tut sich gerne putzen. Sie schenkt den Kleider an und ich die alten Lumpen. Und wenn ich sie nicht tragen will, so greift sie's nach dem Besen still. Oh je, rum, was hab ich, armer Mann. Ach, hätte ich das nur schon erst gewusst, hätte ich sie nicht genommen und hätte ja mit so vielem Geld eine andere bekommen. Denn ihr Vermögen ist nicht viel, es hat nichts als den bösen Stil. Oh je, rum, was hab ich, armer Mann.
Wunderbar. Siehst du?
Ich. Warte mal. Eberl. Zu Straßburg, eine wunderschöne Stadt.
Aha.
Und eine wunderschöne Stadt. Und darin, da ist begraben ein mannlicher Soldat. Mannlicher Soldat. Ich kann es jetzt auch nicht ganz. Deutsche Volkslieder. In des Walden dürften grün, in der Höhen tief versteckt, ruht der Reiber aller Klöster, bis sie seine Rose weckt. Kind, ich denke,
jetzt, wir machen jetzt fertig mit unser Deutsch und ich danke dir viel, dass wir jetzt ein bisschen Deutsch gesprochen haben.
Dass wir wieder Deutsch reden können.
Richtig.
Solange wir das Deutsche alles vergessen haben.
Ja, und ich bin immer froh, dass ich noch ein bisschen Deutsch sprechen kann.
Aha. Das ist schwer.
Und wenn man, da muss man sprechen, dass man das nicht vergisst, gell?
Dass man nicht vergisst, ja.
Immer. Danke viel.
Ja.